ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department says from now on, guns will be sold the same way no matter where you buy them. Clarification that sellers must be licensed and must conduct background checks on buyers.
Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick-and-mortar store.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says closing the so-called gun show loophole will withstand any Second Amendment challenges. Shouts of shame, shame in the Arizona state legislature as Republican lawmakers quickly shut down discussions on a proposed repeal of the state's newly revived 1864 law that criminalizes abortion unless a woman's life is at risk.
And the voters of Arizona that already agree that we should have safe abortion access are going to show that through the polls.
Arizona State Senator Anna Hernandez. The Japanese Prime Minister today will address a joint meeting of Congress in Washington. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission today is formally rejecting a recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Commission staff issued a memo yesterday saying the recall group didn't collect enough valid petition signatures. Recall organizers are already trying again. Wisconsin is limiting pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches at youth prisons. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that staff is now using better methods.
It's well documented that human beings are fundamentally more likely to change their behaviors when they make a choice to do so on their own rather than using persuasion tactics, force, coercion, or punishment.
It's part of a court settlement 6 years ago after a scathing review of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A shelter-in-place order was issued at DeSoto Schools near the end of the school day yesterday after receiving an emailed threat. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office said that similar threats were sent to multiple school districts in the state. The order to shelter in place was lifted shortly after it was issued once the Sheriff's Office found there wasn't any threat. Law enforcement checked all school buildings and said the threat came from outside of the district. Federal, state, and county officials are investigating the threat. There will be an opening on the La Crosse City Council after the resignation of one of its members. District 5's Genesee Haymeister is stepping down next month. In a letter to Mayor Mitch Reynolds and the City Council, Haymeister said she is graduating from UW-La Crosse next month and plans to move to Madison to pursue a master's degree. District 5 represents the area of UW-La Crosse's campus. Haymeister was appointed to the council in 2022 and elected in 2023. Her term ends in 2027. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingies.
Winged Thingies!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingies.
The Winged Thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers will play in Brazil. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL made the announcement yesterday. It's the Packers and the Eagles for the first NFL game ever in Brazil. They'll play Friday night, September 1st, in a soccer stadium that once hosted the World Cup. I caught up with Packers president Mark Murphy on the tailgate tour in Beloit today, who says he has some concerns.
You know, it is a long trip. It's about a 12-hour flight, and just kind of working through some of the logistics for the league. But I'm confident things will work out with the league.
Baseball, despite some showers in Cincinnati, the Brewers had a steady flow of hits to beat the Reds 7-2. NBA, Giannis will be out for the next several weeks, but the Bucks last night beat the Magic 117-99. Doc Rivers asked this after the game.
What is it about that Bobby Portis, Pat Beverly duo that injects so much energy into the team?
They're both nuts, you know, in a very good way.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers or more so sprinkles here through the day today. We'll get to 60 for a high. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, breezy, clearing 41. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezy, 60 by the weekend. Much better with sunshine and highs in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, Jim Santel will discuss the legal issues facing an ex-president whose campaign trail keeps running through courthouses.
Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. You know, it's only Thursday, but I was looking ahead to the weather forecast for the weekend, and it's going to be mid-70s and sunny.
Man, actually, if we can get through, you know, and make it to the weekend, there'll be six consecutive days of 60 or better and some 70. So what do you plan on doing, man, with that kind of weather?
You know, as I always talk about, the dogs love to go outside. besides that, it's probably getting around that time where the grass might need to be mowed.
It's getting there, right?
Yep. I mean,
and it's good, and it's really nice and green. And I was watching the rabbits. Man, it's early for them, but they're feasting, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this early in April. You know, I mean, after all, man, this is just what, the second week of April. And we're already in these warm temperatures. And you just wonder, it was last year, man, that we had all those hot temperatures, right? Remember the 90s? And
yeah, it was also dry, if I'm remembering.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was dry and it was really warm and actually hot. And I remember complaining, "That's too hot, too hot." Man, I wish it would just cool off some. And, you know, we can't have it always our way. But if we have to deal, I promise. Remind me, Calvin, if I start whining and complaining about it being too hot. Remind me that I am saying, "Hey, man, can't wait for the warm weather."
I'll try to remember, but I'm not a fan of the 90s, so I'll enjoy the 70s as long as we have.
Yeah, you're not a fan of the 90s either. But anyway, got a lot to talk about this morning. It's Thursday, so that means that we're going to be joined, as always, by Omar the Pharmacist as we go in the pharmacy with Omar the Pharmacist in the 9 o'clock hour. You got any questions or comments, or that you want to ask Omar, you really should think about it and make sure that you do. That if you've got friends, you know, let them know it is a great resource to be able to have a man of Dr. Omar's repute and to come on and have conversations and dialogue with us about the life-saving medications that we take. I don't think it's happening anywhere else. As a matter of fact, I know it's not happening anywhere else. We have Dr. Omar on every Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and that's in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. Got a lot to talk about this morning. You know, there's a new movie out, Calvin, and I haven't been to a movie theater, and I'll bet you 10 years. It hadn't been that long for you, has it?
No, I go to probably one or two movies a year.
Really? So I haven't been in a movie theater in 10 years. I wouldn't even know what it looked like, right? I mean, it's been a while. Since they have the all the different channels and what do you call those things, man? Like Cinemax, you know, HBO, what do you, you know?
Yeah, like the streaming services.
Yeah, streaming services. Since they have all these streaming services, man, my movies watching is at home. And so and I'm really an aficionado of the old movies. I found a streaming service last night that I'm going to fall in love with. It's called Old Time Movies. And the movies of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And I may even go to the 60s, but my real wheelhouse are those movies from the 30s, 40s, 50s. And so that's kind of what I do. I don't watch newer movies, and I'm probably missing out on some great movies, but I'm just enthralled with watching the old movies and just how good they are and just how great the actors were. But anyway, there's a new movie out, Calvin, and it's called The Civil War. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have.
Yeah, and it's in theaters as we speak. And so when we talk about what's going on in our nation, and this new movie called The Civil War, it hits theaters across the country on this Friday, on tomorrow. And I've been talking about, and many of us, the divide that's going on in this country between liberals and conservatives. And it is such a harrowing debate between the two sides. It almost appears sometimes that there's hatred that exists because of one's views. And I've never been able to understand. I mean, you know, I don't support many of the conservative views. I just don't. They're, philosophically, we are just on two different wavelengths. But I don't hate anybody because of their political beliefs. You know, it's absolutely absurd to hate somebody because of their right to their beliefs. But we have others in this country who go beyond that. And that number of them is growing. Just flat out hatred for somebody who doesn't see the world the same way you see it. It was that way of thinking that led to the worst war in the history of this nation, Civil War. You know, fellow countrymen who couldn't understand that people have a right in this country to disagree with one another. And so it got to the point that people hated one another. And so I can only imagine that part of what happened in the Civil War kind of started with what's happening now. Hating someone else because they don't agree with you. And just how deranged is that? Well, you know, I don't like that person. Why? Well, they don't agree with me. Well, they don't agree with you in what manner? Well, you know, I'm a guns rights guy. I believe everybody and babies born should have access to guns. Well, I'm on the other side of that. I don't agree with that. I don't believe in that. Don't we have a right to have differing opinions, differing views? Where does the hate come into play? And that's what transpired during the Civil War. And it's often said that history repeats itself. And like I said, I wasn't around. And neither was any of you. But man, it had to be something similar to what we're dealing with now. Now, this new movie called Civil War that's hitting theaters on Friday, it plays into troubling themes many of us are thinking about as we head into a contentious rematch between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. A contest between two unpopular figures who many Americans said they didn't want to lead the country for the next 4 years. It stars Kristen Dunst, who plays a journalist, and Nick Offerman as the President of the United States. The film depicts a time in the not-so-distant future when the president is an authoritarian and in his, not second term, but third term, the country is extremely divided, volatile, and at war with itself. That clearly sounds like our nation today, at war with itself. And I don't know, 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm going to talk about this a little a bit more. And I'm starting to notice, you know, I've kind of got a little something in my throat, Calvin. It was so nice outside yesterday. I was in my garage, cleaning out my garage, and there was so much dirt and dust there. And as I'm sweeping the floor, you know, I didn't have on a mask, and I'm pretty sure, you know.
Yeah.
I swallowed a lot of dirt and inhaled a lot of it. But anyway, I'm going to make it through. But your thoughts, 844-967-2789. What do you think about where we are? Because every day there's something else that points to a culmination, unfortunately, of what is happening in this nation, one with another. And the fact that we can't reason, we can't have a dialogue and a conversation. And if you can't have that inside of your own nation, it's no reason, it's no wonder that we have this globally. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he was having a bad day. And he looks, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, "Hey, guys, can I get a dunk?" Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about this new movie called The Civil War that is opening in theaters across the nation and clearly going to be, you know, one of the best movies of the year. And so it's talking about America today. Not the Civil War of yesterday, but the fact that we are facing a civil war inside of this nation as we speak. Americans are worried. These divisions have led citizens to doubt the future of our system of government. In March, a Grinnell College national poll found 25% of respondents believe American democracy will come to an end during their lifetime. Now, that seems to be a shocking number. Yes, it tracks with other surveys in recent years, a poll in 2022. YouGov and The Economist found more than 40% of Americans believe a civil war in the United States is likely or somewhat likely in the next decade. That number goes up to 54% for self-describing strong Republicans. Now, when you think about the types of armaments that average citizens have in this nation, and so unlike muskets and the types of weapons that were had and in hand during the Civil Wars, the Civil War, clearly there's something to be concerned about. And there should be an open dialogue and discussion about it. Now, does it matter, you know, who wins or loses if this occurs? And everything seems to be pointing in that direction. You know, it's not so much the North against the South anymore. Although clearly a lot of the movement and the, you know, organizing and let's get back to states' rights is still there. Vestiges of what transpired and what led to the Civil War still exists in this nation. Make no mistake about it. 844-967-2789. Both Republicans and Democrats are talking about authoritarianism. And we have a person who clearly is in a position and has the thought processes and the minds of a segment of our population that believes in him. I, you know, the House Republicans are in total disarray. You know, here's a man, and you really should add up all these different things, and you can easily come to an understanding that this is not hyperbole. The Republican Party cannot organize itself to do anything that's going to be in the interest of the nation. Anything that needs to be done and any laws that need to be passed that are going to be beneficial for the American people, then there's a guy named Donald Trump who is controlling a segment of Republicans in the House. You want to talk about authoritarianism? A man who's not even the president of the United States has control over our elected officials in Congress. Just try to wrap your mind around that. And everybody knows it. And everybody sees it. And so elected officials, Congress people who've been, and senators who've been elected by the United States people, the people of the United States, to do their bidding, can't get those elected officials to do what's in the best interest of the people because there's a man who is not the president of the United States. He's a citizen. He's a guy running for the office, the highest office in the land. And I could understand if once he became that he had control over those elected officials. But for heaven's sakes, he's the puppet master, and they're the puppets. And anybody who doesn't think that there's something wrong with that, I don't know. You're blind. That a man who's running for office can control many members of Congress is not a good sign. And I know sometimes, we think that these things are out of our control. Well, what can I do about it? Well, number one, not be silent. You can't be silent. As long as you are silent, then, we're headed down a road that is there's going to be a collision course. The collision course is set. Those who call themselves Republicans, the ones that, are MAGA Republicans and are elected, they know what their marching orders are. They're following a man who points his finger and he tells them how high to jump. He tells them what direction to go in. He tells them what they can say and what they can't say. He tells them what laws they can pass and what laws they shouldn't pass. You want to talk about authoritarianism? It's right before our eyes. And I know, nothing I say is going to change that reality. But the Civil War, a new movie that is going to be released to theaters across this nation this Friday. As I started my conversation, I plan on being there. First time I've been to a movie in 10 years. But this one has my interest, and I'll be there. 844-967-2789 is the number. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's time to the entertainer. Come on, it's time to the entertainer. Come on.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Menominee Tribe is suing the owners of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and Google. The tribe says those companies know their products are addictive and leading to more suicides for young Native Americans. The Menominee say indigenous youth are especially vulnerable to social media's dark side. Four big Wisconsin utilities are pledging to hire union workers for renewable energy projects tied to the Inflation Reduction Act. Union leaders say it helps to know that the jobs for wind and solar projects are as good as those for traditional energy.
It allows workers to focus on updating their skill sets to meet the needs of the project and not worry about are there concessions and wages and benefits.
Kent Miller is president of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A building that is over 100 years old is in the process of being demolished. Viroqua's former city hall is being taken down to provide better sight lines for drivers at the intersection where every major highway that comes through Viroqua meets, U.S. Highways 14 and 61, and State Highways 27, 82, and 56. The 107-year-old building was originally a bank before becoming City Hall. Viroqua built a new City Hall a couple of years ago next door. There are no current plans to develop the space where the building is being removed. The most recent drought monitor shows slight improvements overall in the state, particularly in northwestern and east central Wisconsin. Southern La Crosse County and areas generally south of I-90 are still in drought, with severe drought centered around the lower Driftless area. North of I-90 is still considered abnormally dry. Overall, only a quarter of the state is considered in drought, down from about 80% 6 months ago. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of the TV show Parks and Rec have a new tell-all book to look forward to. Jim O'Hare is the scribe of Welcome to Pawnee, stories of friendship, waffles, and parks and recreation. The 62-year-old O'Hare played Jerry Gergich on the show and documents his time from his first audition to the series finale. Parks and Rec ran from 2009 to 2015. O'Hare raves about the kindness of the cast and crew. Parks and Rec can be streamed on Peacock. The set of The View had to be evacuated after a fire broke out in the studio next door. People magazine reports that The View hosts said they had nothing to do with the fire, and it was not their hot topics that started it. The fire started next door at the Tamron Hall show. Hall had to play a rerun and told her audience the incident was caused by a grease fire in the kitchen. Authorities immediately suspected renowned arsonist Joy Behar, but her alibi checked out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers or more so sprinkles here through the day today. We'll get to 60 for a high. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, breezy, clearing 41. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezy, 60 by the weekend. Much better with sunshine and highs in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring from high above on Alaska and French Island, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
I've been trying to get to you for a long
took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, the first part of this hour, I was talking about a new movie called The Civil War. And I was, you know, pointing out where this nation is and it being divided. The nation has been divided before in many different times, and not just during the Civil War. You know, I've been living long enough to know the differences, excuse me, and having lived those differences. But I've never lived them at a time where I was able to understand the inherent dangers of the differences that exist in this nation today. And before I go to the phone lines, and this is one of the reasons why, you know, the Congress just got back in session. And so clearly there's business and work that has to be done. A lot of important issues that will be impacting the American people. But spurned by Donald Trump, House Republicans descend into chaos after right-wing lawmakers derail vote. And I'll get into what they are, you know, divided over after we go to the phone lines. Good morning, Richard, from Amory. You're my first call from Amory. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for calling. You say what, sir?
Yes, I think that Americans are more united on the major issues than people think, whether it's the border, whether it's Social Security, Medicare, you go on the it's how to make those systems better is where the differences come in. And that's the crux of the matter. You know, how do we make things better? And Congress is supposed to do that, and they've been dysfunctional since the late 90s.
So, sir, you said how to make things better, and that, you know, many of us agree on things, but how to come to a conclusion on how to make them better is a major issue, and it's a fight that apparently people are willing, you know, people are more armed now, sir, than they've been in my entire life. And they're more armed with killing with weapons, high-powered military weapons. And in many instances, you hear them say, one of the reasons why we purchase all of these weapons is because we think there's going to be a point in time when we have to take on our government. Have you ever heard those things, sir?
Oh, yes, I have. I have. And,
you
know,
think that's just, do you think that's just conjecture?
I think it's overblown to a point because there's money and power to be made by keeping this division alive and healthy. And those people are going to maintain this high level of divisiveness because it's in their interests.
So, yeah. So my point to you, sir, is you may see it that way, but there are people who buy into things, sir, and they react, and they're not able to discern, you know, like you just said it. And so there are many people who believe verbatim what they're hearing. And the annals of history are full of people who can't separate those things. And I just I'm frustrated, I'm worried. And this movie that, again, is being released, and I think at the right time, you know, all we hear about, especially politically, how often do we hear where they've been able to work together on anything? for heaven's sakes, how long has it been since there's been able to be a budget that is mandatory for our government and the people who are in those positions? We can't even get that done, right? Well, we'll put a stopgap measure for a month or two, and we'll kick it down the road, and we'll come back. And then we'll come back at the 12th hour, and we'll do the exact same thing, and we'll do it for another couple of weeks, and then we're up against it again. You know, people have these differences, sir, and these differences become insurmountable when you see the rhetoric that's being tossed around in different places. And you sound like a guy of wisdom who's been around a while. You don't feel that there's any inherent danger in where we are?
I think there could be. Just a case in point, my brother-in-law, who just passed away a couple weeks ago, fought in the Vietnam War and was a great American. His political views and mine were totally opposite, couldn't be any further apart. But we both agreed on the major issues, and we both stayed friends right to the end because we each had each other's back no matter what happened to us. There's ways to bridge those differences if we just work at it a little bit. It doesn't take a lot, you know, to get some empathy and try to understand where the other people are coming from. I certainly don't look at one political party or the other as something to be afraid of.
But
I look at it as something to work with.
But you are aware that most of the people aren't like you. If we had more people like you, sir, we'd be fine. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for listening. Really appreciate it. Tell somebody in Amory about us. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fine. I love your program.
Well, thank you.
It makes people think. This problem that we're having started right after the Revolutionary War, and I suggest people read Alexander Hamilton, because that was the kicking point where this started. And of course, the big problem was the slaves that we had at the time and how they were treating people. And of course, Alexander Hamilton did not want this. He wanted the people set free. Well, that started the whole concept of what we are doing now. But one of the things that I do want to tell people, and I don't want to take your time, I read James Baldwin a lot.
So do I.
And I was just reading something, and I compacted it so it would people would listen instead of reading a lot of what his work. He's very, very amazing man. Living with intergenerational trauma, we must find a way that our pain cannot be channeled into hate, but to connect. May those new deep connections bring trust and healing. And that's what this nation has to do. We have to connect with each other for the good of this country. This is a beautiful country. I know that we have done a lot of damage to different people in this country, and I apologize for it, but we need to connect. We need to understand our trauma and move on and make this a better place. And just keep on going, Earl. Your program stimulates those thoughts for the greater good, and I applaud you on it.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for those kind words. You know, part of the reason why it's so important that we get over these chasms that we have in this country is, and this is yesterday, Calvin, Russia seizes over 650,000 acres of farmland and other assets from company with ties to unfriendly country. The unfriendly country they're talking about is the United States. And so what Vladimir Putin did on yesterday is in a significant escalation of its retaliatory measures against unfriendly states. Amid heightened geopolitical tensions, Russia has seized assets of the agricultural holdings company Argo Terra Group. The move, announced on April 4, 2024, has sent shockwaves through the agricultural sector and raised concerns over food security and international trade relations. Let me simplify that. That's almost an act of war to control food security in international food security. 650,000 acres. Now, the United States, at some point in time, is going to have to address it. Look, Iran has now threatened to retaliate, as we speak, against Israel for Israel bombing their consulate. And they've clearly stated there's going to be retaliation. We're in a dangerous, dangerous time globally. Really dangerous. One of the most dangerous times since the Cold War. And if the American people can't pull together to address the internal issues that we need to address, looking at what's down the road, if we're divided, you know, simplest terms, a house divided cannot stand. And so if with what we are facing geopolitically, and Sandy and I are going to delve deeper into these topics on tomorrow. They're very, very serious. But we can't, you know, we can't come together, our Congress, on what to do to make sure that there's a budget. We can't come together as a nation to agree that people who live in this nation shouldn't be starving and homeless and hungry. We can't come together as a nation to agree that education should be equal across the board for all the citizens of this nation. We can't come together as a nation to say, hey, we know that we need people to work in this country because there are not enough of us. There are people who are at the border who want to work. We can't come together to even fix those issues. We're at each other's throats. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts will return.
I got caught in the rush hour. These fellas started to shout, you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare of right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
So tax day is around the corner, April 15th. And so I was looking around, to see, some articles that, we could talk a little bit about the burden of paying taxes. Burden, responsibility, whichever way you want to look at it. I just think it's a responsibility that we have as Americans and people who get a chance to live in a nation like this, that, we have a government that even though it doesn't always work, certainly not having that government in its place without question, not make our lives better, but in fact worse. So I don't complain about paying my fair share of taxes. Never have, never will. But when I read this article in this morning's USA Today, residents of this state paid $987,000 in their lifetime in taxes. $987,000 in taxes in their lifetime. And we're not talking about millionaires and billionaires. With tax day approaching, here's a sobering thought. The average American pays. Are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Calvin, this is your future. $524,625 dollars in taxes in their lifetime. $500,000 is what we pay on average. The report also ranks states on lifetime tax costs. And if you live in the Northeast, you may want to sit down for this. So, we live in the Midwest and, we're probably in the middle of, paying taxes. Excuse me, when it comes to, how much we pay in taxes. But if you lived in New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Connecticut, Massachusetts, let me give you these numbers. To live in New Jersey, $987,000 in your lifetime. New Jersey. Never been to New Jersey, been through it, going to New York. I have been to New Jersey. Yeah, I have been to New Jersey. But I don't see anything spectacular about New Jersey. It's the Garden State. I mean, it's kind of beautiful. It's mountainous and, you know, scenic. But $987,000 on average people pay for taxes in New Jersey. I wouldn't think New Jersey would be there. Washington, D.C., $885,000 on average. Well, the government is there, so you can kind of understand why it would be so high there. Connecticut and Massachusetts. Connecticut, $855,000. Massachusetts, $816,000. And the lowest state, take a guess, Calvin. In the South.
Is it Florida?
No, West Virginia. On the average, $350,000. Now, the lifetime tax figure, $524,000, works out to about one-third of the average American's lifetime earnings, which adds up to roughly $1.5 million. So the average American makes $1.5 million in their lifetime and pays a third of it out to taxes. You know, if I'm going to start adding up how much money I've made, and I know I would be considered the average. I'd be in that average range. And so, you know, when you're paying those kinds of taxes, yeah, we need services, man. You can't have the services that we have. It wouldn't be streetlights, Calvin, if we didn't, you know, pay taxes. There wouldn't be garbage collection if we didn't pay taxes. There wouldn't be law enforcement if we didn't pay taxes. There wouldn't be military to defend the nation if we didn't pay taxes. You know, there wouldn't be safe food and other things if we didn't pay taxes. You know, it's easy to say I'm paying too much. They're gouging me. But if you think about what you get for the taxes you pay, you are so much further ahead than other nations who wish they did have all of those amenities and things that we take for granted that are paid through our taxes. Fire. You know, we take those things for granted. So as, you know, tax day rolls around and it'll be here in the twinkling of an eye, never forget. Don't be so angry. Just think about the life you live, the advantages that we have, and maybe you won't be so disgruntled. Anyway, it's Thursday. That means Thursdays with none other than Omar the Pharmacist. We'll be in the pharmacy with Omar the Pharmacist. Your questions, comments, and others. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Soaring from high above Holman and UW La Crosse, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Producer prices, a measure of inflation at the wholesale level, rose in March from a year earlier.